Can I just also add at this moment that the Colston statue, if anyone doesn't know, has been torn down. This man who transported us across the world, and I might add, if they didn't want us there, then why were we there? To rebuild their new world. And if you're not careful, we are going to tear it down. But peaceful is how I want to remain. Loving is how I want to remain. If you believe that racism is not in this country, I have a story about myself, which is true, and I'm sure every one of my black brethren here have a similar story. I was beaten up at 12 years old, 11 years old, I cannot remember. What I do remember is I was living in Withywood by two white men or boys about 16, 17 on the corner of Gatehouse Road and Queen's Avenue. My mum called the police when I was beaten up. Black eye, broken nose, bleeding nose, sorry. And they did not come to our house. Yeah? He'll be fine, you'll be okay, which was what was said. No boys were arrested. I was filled with anger. I do not forget, but I do forgive. I forgive apartheid, I forgive injustice, and I forgive you. But it's not you, the white people here, I'm supposed to give, because you are all converted. We are all converted to change. We are all converted to peace. And I personally will not give up changing minds until we are all at peace. So I went on Instagram and I found the most vicious racists I could find. And I sent them messages of peace. Why do you hate me? And when I was returned with anger, I gave them more peace, to which they did not respond. So I'm going to ask one of you, find a racist, find someone who won't be educated and educate them. Yes. Thank you. Yes.